The internationally renowned Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving recently hit a rough patch on a very bumpy financial track, leading the Chandler-based facility to make a dramatic leadership U-turn. The Bondurant School has been training drivers for more than 5 decades on its 1.6-mile track, but a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition was filed last October, and new investors have since taken over. Chief Restructuring Officer Tim Schaefer explains how the school unexpectedly had to pull over.
The school had some declining sales and revenues, which put it into jeopardy to begin with. They had a program that dealt with the Dodge Vipers, and the Vipers stopped being in production. Some of the former military classes that they conducted, that wasn't as prolific as it once was. And it's pretty typical for almost all companies that go into a Chapter 11. Most of the time, they don't manage their costs very well. And so that's what actually put this company into bankruptcy, is they had a decline of revenue and still had a high cost structure.
Three investors made a winning bid of $1.675 million to take over the school in a bankruptcy court auction last month. One of them is Bruce Belser, and he's with me. Now, Bruce, you had taken the training at the Bondurant School just as an attendee, right?
I had, and I had actually been to the school twice. And when I heard that it was having problems, I immediately called my co-investors, and we got involved because we thought so much of the school.
What was it about its past that made you want to be part of its future?
It was a tremendous experience when I came here. I was very, very impressed with the teaching staff and the cars and the facility. And like I said, I actually came here within the last year, even when they were having, unbeknownst to me, financial troubles, and that was a testament to the instructing staff. So I was very surprised that it was having financial problems, and I felt that it had a lot of potential, and certainly the employees were dedicated and professional, and I felt like I needed to get involved.
What is your vision? What do you and the investors want to do going forward to overall fix the experience and make sure that financial decisions are made in a better way?
Well, I think initially we have to infuse a significant amount of capital to bring the facility up to where it needs to be. There's been a lapse in marketing and sales, and that has to be addressed immediately also. The lead time generally is about 6 to 8 months on efforts, marketing efforts. So that has to be addressed. I think that since I've been here, and I've only been here since last Monday, questions like how much does this cost, or how much is each class costing, or how much are we making on this or that, those questions are not readily available, and those are the kind of things that you need to make informed decisions on, and I don't think that those kind of calculations were going on too much in the past. So it's just basic business fundamentals that need to be implemented here, and of course leadership has to be implemented also.
And as part of all of that, is there something about the experience that in any way needs updating?
I would say offhand, no. I think that just about everyone that has come here has left feeling that it was a tremendous experience and was not lacking in any regard. I think, however, that as things change, electric cars, autonomous cars, that we'll have to change too. And those are probably further in the future. Our focus is more near term right now.
Bruce, is the Bondurant family going to be involved in any way? Is the name still going to be on the school?
That also is a good question. There is a little, a issue there, and that has to be decided, and that's something that the attorneys will have to work through. My emphasis is on the operational aspects of the business. I don't get too much involved in that, so I can't speak to that directly.
Is there a feeling, though, that the name itself could carry some cachet with it, the fact that people have known of it for a while?
Oh, definitely. I think that Bob Bondurant, we very much respect and honor him and would like to honor him. I think he's an icon in the industry, and the name has a significant value.
When it comes down to the actual experience, I wonder, having been there a couple times as you have, could you describe it for listeners who haven't done it before, like what it's like to be in a race car, what it's like to be at the school?
I went through a 3-day and 4-day class, and that three-day and 4-day were comprised of different things. The first aspect was when you started in the car, they would take you through a max braking exercise, and then a max turn and braking exercise. Then they take you into what they call a skid car, which is a car that has hydraulic jacks on all four wheels that relieve the pressure on the car so it'll skid easily. and they're taking multiple exercises in that. Then they take you through an autocross, which is basically going as fast as you can between cones without knocking them over. And then they take you out on the track. They first take you out with the instructor in his car, and then you have what they call a lead follow, where the instructor goes first and you follow him, and then they let you go. And what will happen as you're going around the track is he'll signal you at the pit lane, and you'll pull in, and he'll hop in the car with you and talk to you about what you're doing wrong or doing right. The final day is you switch from cars. You rather than our main sponsor is Dodge and the Dodge Hellcat. The fourth day you switch to what's called a Mazda Formula. And it's it looks like a Formula in the Formula car, very similar but a little bit smaller.
Wow.
And that's the fourth day.
And now I wouldn't ask this for myself, of course, but how fast do you get to go?
Oh, well, that's a good question too. It's kind of funny. I was riding around with Mike McGovern, who is the lead instructor here and has been for over 30 years. And we were talking about the layout of the track and why it was laid out a certain way. And the straightaway is purposely not too long because of the speeds that you get to. But you certainly get well over 100, probably 120, 130 on the straightaway.
And that is Bruce Belser. He is one member of a group of investors that recently purchased the Chandler-based Bondurant School of High Performance Driving after it went into bankruptcy protection.